chữa nguôi cầm
At the foot of a huge granite statue of a woman holding a dying baby in one arm and the other raised over her head with a clenched fist, a local Vietnamese folk group sings a mournful song about the events of March 16, 1968. That day, 500 villagers were killed by U.S. soldiers. More than 100 of them were women and children. Children like Tran Thi Wan, she was only 8 when the soldiers arrived at her house and began shooting. One bullet hit her in the leg.
I pretended to be dead so the soldier would not shoot me. Actually, he thought that and he passed me by. After that, I crawled to my aunt's house. I saw all 6 people in her family had been killed and the house was burning. Everything became black and the skin of the bodies had turned black and was peeling off. There was nothing left.
When asked whether 40 years has changed her feelings about American soldiers, her teary-eyed answer is, no, I cannot tolerate them. But others who experienced the massacre are ready to, if not forget, at least take steps towards reconciliation. This Vietnamese Army veteran lost his 2 younger sisters in the massacre, but he says he's ready to put it behind him.
I want to change pain into action, close the past and turn towards a bright future.
That bright future is something Madison native and Vietnam veteran Mike Baim has been working towards in My Lai for the past 14 years. With the help of the Madison Quaker Meeting, he's raised money to build 3 primary schools and fund more than 3,000 microcredit loans for poor women in the My Lai area. At Sunday's official ceremony for the massacre, he was an honored guest, dressed in a traditional Vietnamese gown as he played the violin for the souls of the massacre victims. Baim has earned respect from the villagers and local officials in a part of Vietnam where bitterness about the war runs deep. His success is due largely to the work of his Vietnamese partner, Pham Phan Do, an English teacher who was native to the area. Do himself was an anti-war activist when he was studying in Saigon in the late 1960s, taking part in demonstrations calling for an end to the war. Do says when he sees the new schools he helped build on what was once barren land, it gives him hope.
Both the American friends and the Vietnamese villagers have turned that wasteland into the school where the children can benefit from education today. And I feel happy when the smiles of the teachers and the staff whenever I enter into that school, see their smiling faces, so on and so forth. That gives me encouragement, motivation.
But it's not only the schools. The Madison Quakers microcredit loan program is also helping poor Vietnamese women in the My Lai area earn some money for their families. Phan Thi Ri, for example, used her loan to buy an income-producing pig.
I used money from the loans to buy pigs to raise. I have just sold them at the price of 6 million dong. I gained some good benefits from the loan. Now I can feed my children and can afford to send them to school. I sold all the pigs and now I have just bought some more.
6 million dong is about $400, leaving Ri a profit of $100 after she pays off the loan. In a small barn attached to her house, she shows off her latest purchase, 8 piglets in one stall with their 400-pound mother in the stall next door. Mike Baim and Pham Phan Do have recently drummed up support for the loan funds in an unlikely place, Japan. This year, a delegation of atom bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki came to the My Lai massacre ceremony and visited some of the loan fund recipients after the ceremony. Their trip to My Lai was the brainchild of Japanese history professor Hiroshi Fujimoto.
So it's very courageous to have the motivation for attend peace with, what shall I say, solidarity with the people who suffer from war. Now it's very important to unite the people who suffer from the war all over the world.
The Japanese delegation joined with Vietnamese officials and massacre survivors in laying wreaths and lighting incense at the massacre site. Later, at the groundbreaking for the newest primary school built by the Madison Quakers, just a few miles from where the killings took place, school children in white shirts and red neckerchiefs sang along with the Japanese folk singer. Later, American Vietnam War veterans, Japanese students, and Vietnamese school teachers joined in planting a tree in the schoolyard to symbolize their cooperative efforts to end the suffering caused by the war and to work for peace. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio, in My Lai, Vietnam.